Last month, in a highly publicized attempt to derail John Bolton's candidacy, nearly 60 former American diplomats sent a letter to urge the Senate to reject his nomination to be America's next ambassador to the United Nations. Their criticism dealt primarily with Mr. Bolton's stand on arms control issues, but it also chided him for his view that the UN is valuable only when it directly serves U.S. interests. Members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee are also studying allegations that Mr. Bolton misused authority and intimidated intelligence analysts who challenged his views. Matthias Rueb, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the initial European reaction to Mr. Bolton's nomination as America's UN ambassador was visceral, just as it had been when Paul Wolfowitz was selected as president of the World Bank.
But this visceral reaction receded relatively quickly, and now Wolfowitz is accepted as someone who has at least a chance to prove himself to be a leader of the World Bank and not, so to say, tools of the American policies. Maybe the same will be true for John Bolton, but still there is a lot of animosity towards him, even more than towards Wolfowitz in Europe and in Germany especially. He's considered as a neoconservative and a hardliner within the administration. And it's questioned whether he is able to foster the reforms which everybody agrees on that the United Nations really needs, or whether John Bolton would like the UN weakened and transformed into tools of American interest.
Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star, says that if Mr. Bolton is eventually confirmed, he thinks people around the world will simply need to wait and see how he might perform as America's representative to the United Nations.
I think the accusations against him in the press have been, some of them general in terms of his demeanor and ideology, some of them specific about how he has been heavy-handed with people he's worked with. But there's a political issue and there's a personality issue. The personality stuff is really something for the administration to handle as it sees appropriate. The ideological, political dimension of his appointment is the one that I think is more important. The problem with the U.S.-UN relationship from the perspective of most of the world is that the United States is so discriminatory in using the U.N. when it wants to and ignoring it when it doesn't. And that kind of double standard, rather self-serving and hypocritical, is something that bothers many people around the world, not just in the Middle East, but in Asia and Europe and everywhere else.
Chidanand Rajkata, Washington bureau chief and foreign editor of The Times of India, says many Indian policymakers look at John Bolton's nomination through the prism of India's own ambitions to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council.
The UN Secretary General has commissioned a report which has suggested expanding the Security Council and basically reforming the UN. And India has been campaigning for this permanent seat, and it has support from a lot of countries, including Britain, France, Russia, and to a certain extent, even China has signaled that it's willing to support India's candidature. But the one holdout is the United States. And it's against this backdrop that New Delhi is looking at Bolton's nomination, and I'm afraid not a nomination that's looked on very favorably in New Delhi.
Mr. Rajkata agrees with Matthias Rueb of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and Rami Khoury of the Beirut Daily Star that it's possible Mr. Bolton's tone would be less strident as UN ambassador than as a former State Department official.
Well, that's a possibility we have to consider, because when you get into office, one is always tempered by the exigencies of the office. So it's entirely possible that Mr. Bolton will be much less hawkish. We have to make allowance for that. But there's also a great deal of mystification in many parts of the world as to why the Bush administration would nominate Mr. Bolton at such a crucial stage when it's trying to get back into the UN scheme of things.
Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee agreed unanimously to put off any decision on Mr. Bolton's nomination until the first week of May to allow a review of the troubling new accusations that, according to Democrats, cast doubt on his temperament and credibility. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.